You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, When Lightning Strikes. Actual lightning typically strikes either the tallest object or the path of least resistance. Let me share with you another true story. I have almost been hit by actual lightning twice. One summer when I was attending the University of Wisconsin as an undergrad, I got a summer job making maps for the U.S. government in a national forest. One day when I was miles away from my vehicle in a forested area, a large thunderstorm moved in. I heard the thunder and saw the lightning. There was nowhere I could go to find shelter. Since lightning tends to strike the tallest objects, I looked around and found a small, short pine tree about 6 feet high to sit under. All of the other trees around me were at least 50 feet high. About 5 minutes or so after sitting under the pine tree, a lightning bolt struck a tall tree near me and split a large part of the tree off. As I saw the lightning flash and heard the tree cracking, that part of the tree started to fall over. I realized I was in the direct path of that part of the tree and got up and started running. Fast. Really fast. I just ran fast enough away as that part of the tree clipped the back of my feet, knocking me over. Another time, I was scuba diving off the coast of Cancun in Mexico. We were out in the open ocean in a metal boat, which was the tallest thing out on the water. A thunderstorm quickly approached and moved in, and we were miles from shore. Since it was very windy, the wind was churning up the waves during the thunderstorm. The salt water includes dissolved ions, for example, sodium chloride, magnesium sulfate, and calcium, that easily conduct electricity. A lightning bolt struck the water about 3 feet or so to the right of the boat with an incredibly loud and powerful impact. I was close enough to feel and see the impact, which turned the water a bright red for an instant, and I could smell the ozone the lightning strike created. Luckily for me, the saltwater waves with the dissolved ions created a lesser path resistance than the metal boat I was sitting in, which was the tallest object on the water. Now, you never want to get hit by actual lightning in your own life. I was very, very lucky to avoid being hit by lightning twice. However, how can you use a virtual lightning strike to create a positive impact in your own life? Be the tallest object around. In real life, you can be the tallest object around by being empowered and having confidence. By exhibiting empowerment and confidence, you will be the tallest object anytime you walk into a room. Being empowered is being in direct control of your own life, living life in the moment from an active, proactive state, and making decisions based on positive emotions for what you want to achieve, and then being responsible for the outcome of your decisions. Confidence is a belief in yourself, the belief that you have the ability to meet life's challenges and to succeed, and the willingness to act accordingly. Be the path of least resistance. In real life, you can be the path of least resistance by connecting, cooperating, and collaborating with the people in your personal and professional life. Connect with others with discernment. Discernment is defined as perceptions in the absence of judgment with a view to obtaining guidance and understanding. Cooperate with others by being open, curious, compassionate, and respectful to the opinions and beliefs of others, even though they may be very different than yours. Collaborate with others by interacting with them by proceeding with a positive point of view, with positive emotions, on a personal and intellectual level. Being the tallest object around, or being the path of least resistance during a virtual lightning strike, can help you create a positive impact in your own life. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything, trying to avoid being hit by actual lightning. Since at 6'3", I'm usually one of the tallest objects around.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net. This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.